Good morning to you all. We're glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today. We come now to our last in our series that we've been doing in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 in our calls to worship. And I want to take you to the last verse of Scripture, verse 13, which says, "And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these," can you finish it, "is charity," or love. The greatest. Now, why would the Lord share with us that important truth? There are three wonderful words: faith, hope, charity. Faith, hope, and love. Faith is a tremendous word. Hope is a tremendous word. But they both pale under the guise or under the truth of the love of God. Why would we have faith in someone that did not love us? Why would we hope in someone that did not love us? That's the beauty and the picture that's given to us here in this passage of Scripture, that God loved us. You can spend, and we will spend, all eternity on the merits of that one word: His love. His love sent His Son. He loved us, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 1, before the foundation of the world. He loved us. And we will experience all the joys of being in His presence and all the wonders of eternity based upon His love for us. And so as we conclude this call to worship today, I want you to meditate in your heart upon what the love of God means. It means deliverance from sin. It means to be in the presence of His Son for all eternity. It means a mansion. It means the glory of His presence for all eternity. Folks, God loving us is the basis of the gospel. That's what the good news is all about. He loved us. Don't ever let anybody diminish the love of God in your eyes. Don't ever let that happen. There is no faith and there is no hope without the love of God. And so I want to encourage your hearts today as we've gathered together to hear about the work in India. As we gathered around the Word of God, I want you never to forget the great love that God has bestowed upon us and continues to bestow and will do so for all eternity.